This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, hi everyone. We're continuing just a point of Ion on Daf Lamed Gimel in Yevamos. The Kehilas Yaakov, the Stipler Goyin in Yevamos, Simen Lamed Aleph, brings a very famous Chakira. We know that a katan that does Navira, he's Pater. What does it mean he's Pater? Does it mean he's Bechlal, not liable to the Isser? He's not violating an Isser. He's not obligated. He has no responsibility toward the Isser. Or is, no, he's totally responsible not to violate the Isser. The Isser is Chal on him. He just doesn't get punished. So the Stipler brings the Chakir, V'yeshli Ion betam de Ptora HaKatan. This is going on in Gemara Nida, a 9-year-old kid that lives with one of the Arayos, so it's an act of Bia, and they will be Chayiv Misa, and he's Pater. Why is he Pater? Is it because he's not warned? He's not Nisar, Husar. God did not tell him not to do it. Or God told him not to do it. He's a Jew. Torah was given to Gedolim and Ketanim. It's just he's not punished. In other words, is it that he's not Muzhar? A Katan is not Muzhar, or is he not punished? What would you have said?
It's like you eat less than the shura of Hadir, right? If you eat a piece of pork less than the amount, you don't get technically.
You're not going to get punished, but it's Asr, Chatzi Shir, Asr Min HaTorah, right? So exactly. Is it a Katan, he's not allowed to do it, he's not going to be punished, or it's not even that he's not allowed to do it. He's not warned not to do it. God didn't speak to Ketanim, God spoke to Gedolim. Or God spoke to Ketanim, he just is not going to punish them. So the Mishkan Ois Yaakov, and Chilek Eben Ezer Simem Dalet, he discusses this, and he says, our sugya and Gemara, Yevamos, cannot be more explicit that a katan is not warned on the Isser. Why? In Daf Lamed Gimel, a czar that served on Shabbos, that we say, right, a czar that does Malacha on Shabbos. So he has the Isser Zaros, and the Isser of doing Malach on Shabbos. So what would you think comes first? First comes the Isser of Shabbos. And then when he does the Avodah, so then he's violating the Isser of Zaros. So the Gemara says no. That there's a case of Bas Achas where if he brings two hairs on Shabbos, or a balmum that does avoid the betumah. So the Gemara says if he became tame first, then the tumah came first. No, it's talking about he became tame, and he was then he became a balmum, and he developed two hairs. So both the Isser of Shabbos and the Isser of Zar both kick in when he has two hairs. Says the Mishkan Siach, this is Muchach, the Loi Chal al Katan Shum Isser, Ba'oi Doi Katan. This proves that while a kid is a Katan, no Isser is Chal. Because if Isurim are Chal, it's just you're not punished, so then the Isser already was Chal, it's just you're not punished on it. So then, how could the second Isser be Chal later? Ain Isser Chal al Isser. If the reason why a Katan is not considered prohibited is because only he won't get punished, but the Isser was Chal on him, so then that should say Ein Isser Chal al Isser. And yet the Gemara is saying that when the person gets two hairs on Shabbos, that is when the Isurim are Chal. What do you mean that's when they're Chal? They were Chal the whole time. It's just you weren't punished until now. Even if you're not punished on it, it should still say Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Now, That's what our Gemara is mashma. Our Gemara is mashma that the Isser is not chal whatsoever. Because if it was chal, then we should say Isser chayin Isser chal al Isser, even if you don't get punished. A stira, this is a famous stira in Shas, is the kasha of the Tfuah Ishar in Siman Aleph Sivkat Mem Tes. That he says, the shechita of a katan is kasher. A goy or a monkey, that shecht, is an avela. Why? Because they're not bar zvicha. But a katan is a bar zvicha, because he is warned not to eat an avela. What do you mean he's warned not to eat a avela? No, he's not. Not only is he not punished, he's not even warned. The Mishkanos Yaakov wants to say that it's dependent on whether we say katan oichel nevelois bezdin mitzuvin lahafrisha. You ever hear there's a machloikes? Do bezdin have to stop a child from eating nevelois? So lechaira, it depends. If Ketanim are not warned at all, that would explain why Bezdin is not mitzuvah to stop a child from eating nevelos. But if a child is warned, it's just not, he's just not punished, so then we would say, Ein Bezdin mitzuvim, then Bezdin should be mitzuvim lahafrishai. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks for joining us. And there's a Shem Sunday morning. There's like a legal holiday program, so I won't have the opportunity to give the Ion Shir. So this is what we got for this week. And thanks for joining everybody. And good to see everyone. And Kol Tov.
Yeah. A katan that does the avoda, is that even considered like doing an avoda at all? I mean, avoda is only a gadol can do an avoda, right? So forget the fact that he's a czar, just the fact that he's a...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.